Mourners returned to the scene on Sunday to remember the dead and attempt to make sense of what investigators describe as a racially motivated hate crime.
In my 65 years in Buffalo, I've never seen anything like this. Never. We survived the gang era, the drug era, and now this. This too shall pass. We're going to survive this as well.
Police say the suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, shot 13 people at a neighborhood grocery store, killing 10. Most were African American. One, Aaron Salter, was a security guard and a retired police officer.
He was a nice guy. You know, he cared about the community. He looked after the store.
Investigators say the suspect had been detained in the past for threatening remarks, but never criminally charged, and that a manifesto that he appears to have written shows his actions were racially motivated.
The state police had brought this individual in for a mental health evaluation. He went to the local hospital. He was there for the information we have is about a day and a half, was evaluated and then released at that point.
The Buffalo shooting is just the latest act of violence in a country struggling with racial tension, gun violence, and a surge in hate crimes, prompting calls from elected officials, from the governor all the way up to the president, for change.
We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. Hearts are heavy once again, but a resolve must never, ever waver.
New York's governor called for stronger gun control laws.
But this also calls for a national response. What was used was not able to be purchased legally in the state of New York. The basic gun was, but the high-capacity magazine associated with it had to come from another state because it is illegal in the state of New York. We need a smart national policy.
She said the investigation would also focus on what more could have been done to stop him. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.